Imagine a place where you can get a new pair of eyeglasses, a cavity filled, a diabetes screening, a massage, and lunch, all for free. Yes, all for free. Sounds too good to be true, right? Well, it is a reality, and it is coming back to the Treasure Valley for a second year in September. Last April, 750 volunteers came together for a free clinic that served 1,400 people who all got dental, medical, and vision services. This year, for the second free Amen Boise clinic, organizers are hoping to serve 1,500 people. This is a massive effort, if you can imagine, involving volunteers, doctors, nurses, students, even the Idaho Food Bank is involved. Joining me today live in studio to talk more about this is Liz Thompson, the clinic director for the Amen Boise Free Clinic, and Carrie Stolt, the community outreach coordinator. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
This really does seem too good to be true, but it is true. Talk to me first about how this actually came about.
Sure. Our boss, Fred Cornforth with Community Development Incorporated, he builds affordable housing across the country. It has been his dream since he was 20 years old in college to provide free clinics for people in need. So this came about because people helped him when he was young and his family when they were in need. And so he had that in his heart for all these years. And he said, one day I want to do this. I want to give back. So he's at the point in his life where he said, you know what, we're going to do this. We're going to help the Boise community, the Treasure Valley, and we've been in other states as well.
Okay, so tell me how this works. So you, if I have this right, you hire Amen, which is the Adventist Medical Evangelism Network out of California, to run the event, right?
So they bring up a truck with all of the equipment, so all the dental, vision, medical, all the supplies, and the system. We do all the on-site logistics, gathering all the volunteers, the food, everything you can think of that has to be there at the Expo Idaho. We do that on-site. So we hire them to bring that equipment and that structure, and then we provide it with help from all the resources in the area.
So how in the world did you get everyone to agree to doing this?
You know, the Treasure Valley is such an amazing place. The people who live here have just big hearts, and they love each other. They truly love each other and want to give back. So the clinic is 100% volunteer staffed. The dentists, the hygienists, the doctors, the optometrists, they're volunteers who are giving their time and their skills and their talents to give back to this community, to provide these free services to these patients. That's the only way we could do it.
And is that how it works across the country? Because Amen goes, from all around the country, from Montana through California, all of that. This has to be volunteer if this is free for people.
Yes, it does. It although it's a free clinic, it is still not free to provide a clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So we find sponsors as well as our organization that helps to provide money to pay for that. So we provide those free glasses. There's companies that have donated high-end glasses for free.
So it's not okay. So it's not just a come get an eye exam.
Correct.
Right.
You get to pick out a pair of high-end glasses, and then they will send it to a lab, have that prescription put in it, and then send it back.
So who can go to this clinic? It served 1,400 people last year. Carrie, mm-hmm. You're hoping for 1,500 this year. I mean, I would assume there is can anybody go, or who are you looking at specifically in this?
There are no pre-qualifications. So that's the very first big thing. There's no requirements to be able to come to this clinic. We're not asking for your insurance card. We're not asking for your income. If you are in need of a service and you are willing to come and stand in line and wait for that service, then we're going to do our very best to take care of you. There are so many living in the Valley right now who might have insurance, but they don't have dental coverage, or they don't have vision services. And so this is not accessible to them because they can't afford to just walk into an office and pay for it. So this is giving that opportunity to anybody who is in need. And we've seen all walks of life, from homeless to well-employed people who just couldn't afford to walk into that dental office, but they were able to come here and get an extraction, a filling. So for anybody in the community who would like to come.
And children as well, because a lot of times I know that, you know, people might have medical insurance for their entire family, but as mm-hmm. you just said, if through your work maybe you don't have dental insurance,
right.
I mean, you're not going to have your littles.
Right.
Covered for something like that.
Right, exactly. So we do take children really beginning 5 and up. Those are the ones that are in most need of these types of services. But yeah, we absolutely take children.
I'm speaking with Liz Thompson, the clinic director for the Amen Boise Free Clinic, and Carrie Stoltz, the community outreach coordinator. We're talking about, it's going to be a 3-day clinic, mm-hmm. September 12th through the 14th at Expo Idaho.
Correct.
And how are you, I am just fascinated by this, because it's not just come get an eye exam, you can get glasses. It's not just a dental exam. If you need more work than that, they can get that done as well.
Well, what we do is we bring organizations that are already serving the community, we bring them on site. So if someone comes to get an extraction and they have an issue with it or an infection, or they need to see a doctor about something else, we will have organizations such as Terry Riley, Genesis Community Health, FMRI, they will be on site to connect with those patients and schedule appointments as well. If someone qualifies for Medicaid, they didn't know it, they can actually sign up on site. We have different organizations that will be there so that if somebody needs some type of screening that we may not have or we may have on site, they can come and also get that. The St. Al's mammogram bus will be on site as well. And Idaho Food Bank is bringing their unit on and giving out food. So it's a collaborative organization that is making this happen. Mm-hmm. It's not just us.
And also, you talked about the food part, because
yes.
Lunch, but massage.
Right.
As well.
Yes.
Because you might have to wait in line a really long time and be
yes.
stressed. I mean, how did this become a part of it? Because, it can be, I think, for a lot of people, it's uncomfortable. It's out of their comfort zone to go, whether it's to the doctor, to the dentist. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people have phobias around going to the dentist.
Absolutely.
So why this kind of, extra little add-on with massage?
Well, the alternative, chiropractic and massage oftentimes is not accessible to people as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so having them and available on site to be able to, give a 15-minute massage to someone who has maybe never, ever had something experienced like that, it's just another benefit to the patients, and especially those who have to wait a long time waiting for their dental service mm-hmm. or waiting to be able to see the optometrist to get their prescription.
And Liz, how did last year go? You served 1,400 people. That's a lot over 3 days.
Yes, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. It takes so many people to make this happen. Although Carrie and I worked on it for about 8 months to make this clinic happen, it took hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of extra people and organizations to come on site. It was a large event. And
was it bigger than you expected it to be?
I think we weren't quite sure what to
yeah.
expect.
It was the first one in Boise, so we weren't
yes.
sure. We were the largest clinic that Amen had done. So it was the largest one that group had actually done. So
around the country.
Yeah, we were pleased that we were able to take care of that many people.
Mm-hmm. So how do people need to sign up? Can they literally do the doors open and people can come in?
So patients come and it's first come, first serve. So once the gates open at the Expo Center, they can come in and get in line, and then we will take them in as we can. So it just depends on how many providers we have. So it's really important to be able to fill our dental chairs and our vision chairs. And we are still looking for some providers.
I was going to ask you, okay, so if you're a provider out there and you're listening mm-hmm. right now, and this is resonating with you, mm-hmm. how does a provider say, I want to be a part of this?
Well, dentists, hygienists, assistants, vision doctors, they can go to amenboise.org and find out more information and sign up right there.
Well, what a great thing to give to our community, especially those who are really in need and who mm-hmm. may not have access to those resources. Mm-hmm. This is really wonderful work. So I want to thank both of you for coming in today. The Amen Clinic will be in Boise at Expo Idaho between September 12th and September 14th. My guest today, Liz Thompson, the clinic director for the Amen Boise Free Clinic, and Carrie Stolt, the community outreach coordinator. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks for having us.